Avraham Yitzchak Hyman, Parshas Nitzavim. We say in the Slichas, we start with a short vart. Hanasham alach, va'guf pa'alach, chusa ala malach. And then we'll repeat, Hanasham alach. Now we've changed to ha'guf shalach, Hashem asei l'man shemecha. So in Vadok we used to be masbir this, what changed here? It was dazdach hanasham alach, va'guf pa'alach, which means, Kadosh Baruch Hu, this guf you made here, this is your po'al yodov, shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. You worked on this. And therefore we ask, chusa hab rachmanas al amalach. Whereas the second half, someone said this already?
Yeah.
No? The second one is, hanasham alach va'guf shalach, it's your guf. And therefore, say leman shemecha, what are the two things? So in the Vedic, they said pshat, that the neshama is always lach, right? Kadosh Baruch Hu made this neshama, cut it out. This is kodesh, comes from shemaim, there's nothing to do with the neshama. The neshama always stays the same. The neshama is always lach. The question is what the guf is doing. Is the guf also following the neshama, doing what it's supposed to be doing in the correct way or not? So the first thing we start is neshama lach. Vaguf, when it's not following the neshama, is palach. And the chenami, way we're looking after it now, is not really following the same lands in the neshama. But Kadosh Baruch Hu, the guf is palach. This is your pearl, you've worked on this, you've made this. And therefore we ask, chusa hab rachmalos ala moloch. On that you worked on something, you made a guf here, look after it. And then we add on, for those people who, the guf is following the neshama, and neshama loch, again, the neshama is definitely yours, Kadosh Baruch Hu. But the guf shalach also, in the time when we're doing Torah mitzvahs, the guf is following the neshama. So the guf is also shalach, right? It's also following along the path, the correct way. Then, say leman shemecha, we're here for your sake, Kadosh Baruch Hu. We're here for your sake, look after us. Kiyodua, a person, Sor Salanta, always asked the Grace Akasha, as he called it, that this world is expensive, a very expensive malon, as he called it, expensive hotel. How do we get around this? So he would always say, a king sends out soldiers to fight. You're going to tell the soldier to go and get some money to buy himself boots and something to wear, clothing and food? Obviously not. You send soldiers out, you give them what they need. You buy them the boots, you buy them the ammunition, everything is bought for them, food, everything is given for them. That's poshut, because he is a soldier, he's here for the melech, he's going to fight for you. You can't tell the soldier, go fight and find yourself food, find yourself boots, find yourself ammunition, it's not going to go. So Shor Salanta said, the person who lives here, what we call haguf shaloch, I'm here for your sake, Kadosh Baruch Hu. I'm here as a servant, I'm here to fight for you, to Mekadoshim Shemaim in the world, we're here for you. So obviously, I'm here as a soldier. I need everything I need. If I don't get what I need, I can't continue. That's the second half. Hanasham aloch. Oh, naguf shaloch. Asay leman shemecha, Kadosh Baruch Hu, do for your sake. We're here to Mekadoshim Shemaim in the world. I'd like to speak a bit about Tchumin, Nagei a little bit to Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says in the Erevim Daf Nun Aleph, we've got a din called Tchumin. As we all know, the Gemara dashes it from a pasuk. Al yetze ish memkoymoy. Right, as a pasuk in Shmos, Shavu ish tachtov, al yetze ish memkoymoy. Don't go out of your place. So the Gemara dashes Elu al paim amo. How do we know? So the Gemara's got a very, very long gzer shava here. I can run through it quickly. Mokim minisa, nisa migvul, gvul migchutz, chutz. Right, you go all the way down, and somewhere along the line, in the word chutz, it says alpayim ba'amo. If you remember that very exciting, everyone's got his own way of doing it, and there it says the word alpayim ba'amo. So taking that all the way back up to our word here, with the gzera shava, I'm going to say that the place of a person to be able to move on is alpayim ba'amo. That's our Gemara in Bavli, Erevin Nun Aleph. The Yerushalmi has a different drosha. The Yerushalmi tackles this pasuk by saying, Al Yetze, don't go out of the Machne. Klal Yisrael encamped together in the Midbar. And the Yerushalmi says, don't go out. How big was it in the Midbar? So Yerushalmi says, it was 3 parasol. Each parasol is 4 mil, which comes 4 times 3, which were up to 12 mil. So quite a bit of a difference, right? The Gemara's talking about Payim Amo is exactly 1 mil. A mil is under a mile, by around a kilometer. And the Yerushalmi says, no, Al Yetze means you can keep going around the camp of Klal Yisrael. On Shabbos, you can head to Moshe Rabbeinu to ask him a shayla. don't leave the camp of Klal Yisrael, which is 12 mil, 3 parasol. So the poskim are busy here. What's the ma'aser with this? Huge machlokes rishonim. The Rambam puts down alpayim amo. That's a din d'rabbanan. This whole gezeirah shav here was asmachta. Midi raisas up the Rambam's yud beis mil, like Nishami says. Up until 12 mil, which is around 10 miles, 9, 10 miles. That's up until then you can walk midi raisa. You can't walk past that. The Rabbanan then were moisif. Quite a long way, 12 mil, right? Start walking on Shabbos 9-10 miles. The Rabbanan didn't allow that. The Rabbanan pushed it all the way back down to Alpayim Amo, 2,000 Amo, which is exactly 1 mil. Past the mil, don't go on Shabbos. So we've got the Duraisa Yod base mil, 12 mil. And the Rabbanan pushed it down to 1. That's what the Rabbanan puts it down. The Pashtus of the Rif and the Sugya, in early on in Erevin, Kipshoti, you learn through the Rif, he says the same thing. Me Duraisa, Avada, we go with Yerushalmi, you got 12 mil. The Rabbanan then, when Moisif put it down to 1 mil, the Ramban goes by Rucha there. The Ramban is not happy with this whole Bavli and Shami. The Ramban looked around Bavli. He said he's never found in Bavli anything about Yud Beis Mil. Yerushalmi said it. Obviously the Bavli argues, because if the Bavli doesn't make any mention at all of Yud Beis Mil, it's not the Ramban and Mechamas, the long Ramban on the Rif, it can't be the Bavli holds of it. It's not the Ramban, Elamai, everything's Rabbanan. The question is what the Rabbanan did. Machlokas the Yud Beis Mil is also an Asmachta, also all Midrabanan, or it's a Alpayim Amor, or it's a Yud Beis Mil. Our Bavli holds there's no Din Deraisa at all, and the Rishami held there's a Din Deraisa. So again, the Ramban says, Mitzad the Bavli, there's a Locha Drabanan not to go Alpayim Amor, that's it. You can't go past 2,000 Amor. Midiraisa, there's no Gvul, you can do what you want. There's no mention, Bechlal in Deraisa, what to do on Shabbos about walking. The person wants to walk, can walk on and on and on. There's no gvul. The Rabbanan came and said, "There are pile of mamon." That's mitzad the Bavli. And Shami found his own yud beis mil deraisa. We don't hold of it. There's no such makor bechalal deraisa. That's when Ramban comes out, and then he puts into the shitzer rif as well. He goes by Ruchel that the rif also never meant it. It can't be. You can't make up some things which are not mentioned in the Bavli. So on gedumel is al pile mamon is zecher Rabbanan. That's definitely Rabbanan. There is a sheiltus not going into. That's poshut. So most of Rishonim, Halacha Lemaisa, walking more than 2,000 amos, drabon, makes a lot of differences, there's enough kaminas. Walking Yud Beis Mil, the person who ends up walking, keeps on going out of the town we're talking about, not within the town, because as we know, a person who's living within a town is completely Kedal Adamus, right? I'm sure you've heard of that. Within a town, you can walk around the town, up and down, that's all Dal Adamus, because that's where he's living. We're talking about he's going out of town. Let's say a person on holiday, usually it's easier to think about it. He lives in a tiny little village, walks down the road, village is finished. Now he's going out. How far can he walk? So, the Rabbanan said, Alocha, Alpayim Amo, 2,000 Amos, about a kilometer. You've got to be careful, 12, 13 minutes walk, that's it. You turn around, you go back. You stepped out, very, very chomel. There's not much to do. Stay there for the rest of Shabbos. Midiraisa, here we've got Machlokes Rishonim, the Rambam, the Pashas, the Riftokom. Midiraisa, you can keep going further than a mil, but you got Yud Beis Mil. The Rabban holds, Mitzad the Bavli, there's no such thing, there's no Din Midiraisa Bechlal, it's all Midrabanan, and the Rabbanan stopped it at 1 mil. That's a Machlokes Rishonim. Zot the Chinuch, what's the Shoresh of this mitzvah? What's the Shoresh? Zot the Chinuch. Vashteitzach, Sheshes Yom Asa Hashem, Shemayim Varetz, Shabbos is the day of rest. Person starts walking and walking and walking, over walking, then he's taking away from the rest of Shabbos. So the Hashara was Yud Beis Mil. That was where we found the Gvul Yud Beis Mil Midiraisa. Once a person's walk 10 miles, that's it. Past that, he's already overdoing it, and then he's taking away from Menuchas HaShabbos. The Rabbanon, they felt a person starts walking 10 miles on Shabbos, 9-10 miles on Shabbos is also a little bit overdone, and the Rabbanon decided to push it all the way back to 1 mil. Up to a mil, you stroll. A person goes for a stroll 10-15. You stroll. You can go 20 minutes even. But that's it. Once a person does more than that, the Rabbanan felt he's already taking away from the Nuchas HaShabbos, so the Rabbanan stopped him at Alpayim Amo, which is 1 mil. That's the Shoresh of this mitzvah. Now we have a Shaila. The person's got a Shofar. Now his Shofar is in, he does in his village, lives in a little village, there's no Shofar in his village, no one has one. And he's got down another village down the road, a little bit bigger, and they've got the Shofar there. And he wants to listen to Shofar. Or he wants to go himself down to get to listen to the shofar there, or to bring it back. Bring it back for other people to hear it. Is he allowed to go out of the tchum to listen to Tkiyas shofar? Or to bring back the shofar from outside the tchum? So on that we have a Mishnah. This is a Mefroshim Mishnah. Rishonah, Daflam Beis, the Mishnah says, Shofar Rishonah. Ein mavirin onos atchum. Person got a tchum Shabbos. So Rashi leilich chutz l'tchum lishmoya tkiya. He's not here to tkiya shofar in his little village, and he would like to go outside the tchum to hear tkiya shofar. The Torah teaches it means to come back with a shofar, to bring it back for the people over here want to listen to it. The Mishnah says you're not allowed to. Now the question is why not? So here the Michas Chinuch makes a beautiful cheshbon. We're going to go through it and see what we come out with. So Michas Chinuch starts like this. Michas Chinuch says, every Isser Shabbos has a lav and asay. As the Rambam puts it down, we've got an asay is tishkois, a person who did melacha and he wasn't shoves. He didn't sit down and relax himself. He was just over on asay of tishkois. Besides, lo yisase kol melacha. Right, so every time a person would do one of the obvious melachas, go and plough on his field, he's been over on a lav, the lav of Harisha, a lav of Zriya, whatever it may be. And at the same time, he's also over on Isase, Tishbois. Terry wanted to stay at home, have your Shabbos meals, rest, learn, don't go out to the fields to work. Lav and an Asse. When the Rabbanon make an Issa, they follow that. Before heading the Gemara Shoshana, the Rabbanon looked at it, when they ask us something which isn't a claw on the Torah, they add on an Issa. It also involves a lav and an assay. They look at it as if there's an Issa lavia and an Issa assay. Right, so deraisa, a person's over on Shabbos, lav assay. The Rabbanon follow an Issa Torah, it follows the same thing. It's got a ged of a lav and an assay. Zot Michas Chinuch, the Rashba's got Yisoid, which he brings from his Rebbe's. It's only a lav and an assay if it's one of the lois sase melochas. If it's a new Issa Torah, which isn't included in the Lam Tes Melachos, then you won't have an Alav and an Asay. All you'll have is Alav. You won't get the Asay Tishbois. Asay Tishbois is only for the Lam Tes Melachos. As always, got the Rajma from his Rebbe's. If the Rabbanon then would make a follow-on an Issa on such a Issa Torah, which we'll soon see what that is, a Moshel for that, the Rabbanon make the same Ged of the Torah, they follow on only with Issa Alav. If the Rabbanon extend an Issa Torah, it extends in the same Gedda. If Midiraisa there's a Lav Asay, so the Rabbanon follow with a Lav and Asay. Beged a Lav Asay. If in the Torah it's only a plain Lav, when the Rabbanon follow it, they look at it as a plain Lav. So if I've got an Issa Tchumin, right? So I've got an Issa Tchumin, and let's take on now, Issa Tchumin is Midiraisa. The Rif and the Rambam. Torah said, don't go Yud Beis Mil. Now that's not in the Lam Tes Melachos. Tchumin. A new drasha al yitzeis from Koymoi, it's mashma shvuish tachtov. Business should stay. Kosh Baruch Hu told Klal Yisrael on the Mizbah, rest in your tents. Al yitzeis from Koymoi. That's not one of the Lam Tes Melachos. Zot Michas Chinuch, what's that? That would just be a Issa. Issa lav al yitzeis from Koymoi. Don't go out from your mochim, as Yerushalmi says. Yud Beis Mil Issa deraisa. Don't head out past Yud Beis Mil. Yud Beis Mil, you stop. Alav, there's no assay involved, no tishbois. Why not? Because the Rashba said you saw it, if it's not one of the others melochas, there's only alav, there isn't an assay of tishbois. When the Rabbanon then added on their issa onto the Torah, and they said, Yud Beis Mil, far too much. We want to take you down to a mil, alpayim amos, 2,000 amos, 1 mil. They followed it. They looked as if there's a lav assay involved. Zot Minchas Chinuch. Whereas, if you tell me that in the Torah, Issa Tchumin doesn't exist, if we would go with the Ramban learns, we'd said, Shittas HaBavli doesn't exist. There's no such thing as Issa Tchumin at all in the Torah. The Rabbanu came up with a complete new Issa called, rest, don't walk. Don't take long walks. Alpayim Amo, Adkan. So they're not following any Issa Torah. They've made up a complete new Issa. Torah never mentioned anything of the sort. Torah made Melachos. Walking, not melacha, nothing wrong with walking. So the Torah is at the Ramban, you won't find anything to do with walking in the Torah. No Issa whatsoever. You can walk and walk on Shabbos until you collapse. The Rabbanon decided, nah, that's no good. Well, we see in the Torah, Torah wants you to rest. So Rabbanon came a complete new Issa called Issa Tchumin. Walk, Apayim Amo, and that's it.
Why not from your house? Because they
let
it from your house.
From your house? Because that's Daladamas. A person got a very big house, he can run around his house, right? Because wherever it's Mekoma.
No, the 2,000 should be from everyone's house.
Yeah, but that's Locha. There's another Locha called Daladamas. And our Pai Mama starts after the Dalad.
That's why.
Yeah, but if they're saying you don't walk till you collapse, I walk around my house enough times till I collapse, so you'll always make a good point. It should be from where you are. If that's the reason, then it should be from where I'm stood there.
If there are Bolland's reasons. Yes. A person can do anything. It has to have some sort of gather. A person can do on Shabbos, bang his head in the wall, and can do anything which will. I hear. But there's another Loch of Daladamas which has to also have to stim. Yeah. Okay. So the Michas Chinuch, whereas if we learn like the Ramban, there's no mention at all of Tchumen in the Torah. The Rabbanon came up with a new Issa completely. There's no Lav Asay. The Rabbanon made the Issa like an Issa Lav. No, Alpai Mamor. Inside the Bavli, the Ramban learns Yudas Mil doesn't come in. We haven't got anything to do with Yudas Mil in our Bavli. There's one Alocha to Rabbanon, Alpai Mamor. We have no mention whatsoever of Yudas Mil. So, not Michas Chinuch. So, if in this Issa Tchumen, Lefi this Rajbo, if we take on that Issa Torah, there's an Issa Torah called Tchumen, which the Issa Tchumen involves Lefi that Rajbo, a Lav, without any Assay involved. And I'll ask you now, a person got a Shofar outside Tchum, he wants to go to blow Shofar. So we have a Klal, Chol HaTorah Kula, Assay, Deucha Lois Assay. Issa Tchumen, Midi Raisa, if we've got Issa Deraisa, we're going now with the Rambam and the Rif. As Issa Deraisa, a person shouldn't walk Yud Beis Mil. What is that? Complete new Issa. It's not part of the Lamatas Melachas. It's only a Lav. When the Rabbanon followed and said, don't go past Alpayim Amma 1 mil, follows a Lav alone. So if I've got a Shofar outside the Tchum, I've got a Mitzvah Saseh to blow Shofar, and I have a Lav Al Yitzeh, don't go out, a Lav Balma, Aseh, Dechalo Saseh. Why would the Mishnah say, Eim Avirin, Olavas HaTchum? You can't go outside the Tchum. Nope, Tchumin, Midiraisa has only got a Lav. Why is only a Lav? Because Rajbo said, if it's not one of the Lam Tes Melachos, so it's a Torah which is not Lam Tes Melachos, has a Lav without any Asay involved. The Asay of Tishbo is only Lam Tes Melachos. So I've got a new Lav in Torah, a new Lav called going out of the Tchum, going with the Rambam and the Ref, Yud Beis Mil. The Rabbanon followed and said, not Yud Beis, 1 mil. But that's the Rabbanon following the Torah, being moistened to the Torah, Torah made a Lav, we're also making like as if there's a Lav here, not to go past 1 mil. Got a Lav. Asay de Chalos, I say, why shouldn't the person be able to go outside the Tchum? What happens if at the point that he hits the shul, he's at that point he finishes the tchum and he hears a shofar? He's only over at that point. So you're right, you have to get it in a way that it's asay and the lav is being madcha and the asay is madcha the lav in the same time. He's being ma'ora that the shofar he hears when he's finishing being over the tchum. Unless you get it in that point, he hears a shofar at the point when he goes over the tchum. It's good horror. So Milchus Chinuch is Tylus, Lechera, from the Mishnah, which the Mishnah says he's not allowed to go over the Tchum, will be Mashma, but there's no Issa Torah Bechlal. Tchum is completely no Issa Torah, we'll go with the Ramban. If we go with the Ramban, not Milchus Chinuch, beautiful Cheshbon. The Ramban said in the Torah there's no Issa Tchum whatsoever, there's no mention of it. There's a mention of a Durabonon, there's no mention of the Torah Bechlal. If there's no mention of Issa Torah Bechlal, not Milchus Chinuch, so then what? So then it's just the Issa Durabonon, the Rabbanon made for new Issa. Al derech shar melachos of Shabbos, Rabbanu found a new melacha. Walking on Shabbos, more than a person gets himself tired out, that's like a new melacha. Zotamich eschiloch, if the Rabbanu make it like a new melacha, they can look at it, you can look at it as a lav asay. Whenever the Rabbanu make Isurim, they also make it ke'en esoterah. So they've made a new esoterah of walking on Shabbos. Person will be over on that long the Rabbanu, besides you're over on a lav, which we have been masmechit to the Torah, we've made asmachtas, aliyetzeish, when we come, my person to stay on his place, you'll also be over on Tishbois. So, Mechchilom in Gvad Cheshbon here. If Tchumen is in the Torah, there is an Issa Torah at some point, Yud Beis Mil, we go with the Rambam and the Rif. So then, in a Torah, we have here an Issa Lav without any Asay, because not part of Avos Melachos. When the Rabbanon follow, they also follow with a Lav without Asay. Whereas if you go with the Ramban to Mahalach, so there's no Tchumen at all in the Torah, right? No mention of Tchumen in the Torah. It's a complete new Issa Midrabanon. A new Issa Midrabanon. The Rabbanon made it like every other Issa Melacha on Shabbos, which is with a Geda of a Lav and an Asay. So if you go, Zotmichas Chinuch, the Mishnah would go with the Ramban, and the Mishnah would, and we'll take on that there's no Tchum at all in the Torah. It's a new Issa Midrabanon. The Rabbanon said, don't leave the Tchum, don't leave Alpayim Amo. The Rabbanon said, like another Melacha, don't go plow in the field, don't run around, don't go on long walks. So they look at it as a lav, and I say, so then I understand the Mishnah. Why can't you go out the Tchum for Tkias Shofar? A Shofar is Mitzvah Seh. The Tchumen, the Rabbanon made it like a lav Aseh, like Moram before as a Klal, the Rabbanon follow, and when they make an Issa, they make it with a Ged of a lav Aseh. And therefore I can understand, in Aseh, Deucha Lois Aseh Vaseh. fragment of Minchas Chinuch, whereas if we'll learn that Tchumen is Minat Torah, and we go with the Rashba, that the Rashba said the Yisoid, that whenever it's not connected to Lamtas Melochas, that they're only Alav, so then a person will want to go outside the Tchum, it's only being over Alav. And when the Rabban took down the Yud based mill to 1 mil, it's also only Alav Ba'alma. If it's only Alav, so he would like to suggest to Minchas Chinuch that the Mishnah is taking on a Raya, said the Mishnahs and Gemaras, that Tchumen, there's no way to Tchum Bechlal, the Ramban must be right. There's no way to Tchumen whatsoever in the Torah. Lefi, this you say to the Rashba, the Rashba must have been following the Ramban. There's no way to Torah at all. In Tchumen, it's a complete new Issa, the Rabbanim, don't go out of the Tchum. When the Rabbanim make a new Isurim, they make it like the Torah made. Like when the Torah made Ovis Melochus, made it with a Lav Vaseh. The Rabbanim made a new Issa Tchumen, they also made it in the Gedda of a Lav Vaseh. And therefore the Mishnah says, you got Kis Shofar, you have an Asseh. So I was interested, I looked into halacha, what do we paskin? And here I got stuck. We paskin the Mishnah, Tovkuf Peivav, we look in Hichas Shofar, one of them, we list out the list of the Mishnah, you mustn't be over Tchum. Eim Efachin Olos HaGal, you got a pile of stones, Mukta, you can't be over on the taking off the Gal. Le'olim Be'ilon, you mustn't go up a tree. Le'richim V'nagav Behema, you mustn't go on a Behema to fetch a Shofar. Le'shotim Tnei Amayim, know how to swim. Right, it's not ready, not allowed to cut it. This list, we paskin Tovkuf Peivav. So we paskin, you're not allowed to go over the Tchum for Shofar. Why? That's going to have to follow, because Ein Asay, Doicha, Lois Asay Vasay. Yeah, that's another thing. We're talking about a person who wants to do himself. So, a person who's got no one around, he wants to do himself. We paskin, you're not allowed to be over the Tchum, because Mitzvah Shofar is a Mitzvah Sasay, below the Shofar. We have against that a Lav Vasay. Now, lefila minchas chelov cheshbon, you only have a lav asay if you don't find tchumen at all in the Torah. And there's a new issa drabbanon called tchumen, so drabbanon made it like every other melacha, right? We looked at it as a lav asay. Lefila minchas chelov cheshbon, he said, whereas if you're going to go with the Rambam and the Rif, there's an issa Torah called tchumen. Lefila is yisod of the Rashba, that what, whenever it's not from the obvious melachas, then it's a lav without an asay. So Tchumen, the Issa Tchumen in Torah will be an Issa Lav without the Asay of Tishbois. And when the Rabbanon follow with our Paim Amo, it's also only going to be a Lav. Then why shouldn't there should be a Din of Asay de Chalois Asay? The problem is, if you look in Halacha, by us, in Erevin, the Mechaba and the Ramal, both of them, talking about a specific case, which are quite complicated, going Lamala Masor, I'll compare from the Mechaba and the Ramal's Meduyuk, the way the Pashas of the Post can take on, that Tchumen of Yod Beis of Mil is Deiraisa, like the Rambam and the Rif. So here I got a bit stuck. If you're going to tell me that we paskin like the Rambam and the Rif, Alpayim Amo is Drabonon, but the Yud Beis Mil is Deiraisa. If Yud Beis Mil is Deiraisa, and we go with the Yisod of the Rashba, so then it's a new Esoterah, called Yud Beis Mil, and that Esoterah is only entitled with the Lav. It's got no Asa involved. Because the Rashba says, whenever it's not from the obvious Melochas, it's a Lav without the Asa. So then Asa should be Deicha Lois Asa. Why do we pass and you know how to be over the Tchum? We hold that what Tchum in has a Makor in Torah. If it has a Makor in Torah, then it's only a Lav. There's no Asay involved. And therefore the Din should be Asay, Techelos Asay, Sai the Lav of the Torah, and Sai the Lav of the Rabbon. We'll have to say that we don't hold of the whole Yisod of the Rashba. The whole Yisod of the Rashba is not true. Even if it's a Lav, any Issa Torah also has the Asay of Tishbois involved. The Gaon himself is Matcha, the whole Mechab and the Ramah. And the Gaon says, I've had with passing like the Ramban, you learn good the Mechab and the Ramal, the Gaon, you'll come out, it's poshut that Tchumen has no Makor in Torah at all. So the Gaon's a bit saved the day. If Tchumen has no Makor at all, then it's good. Why is it good if it's got no Makor? So then it's done a new Issa Rabban. We said, when the Rabban make new Isurim, they make it like Issa Torah, the Lav Asay, so I can understand that Kis Shofar can't be Madcha, Lav Asay, whereas if you would learn like the Ram and the Rif, that Tchumen has Makor in Torah, and we go with the Rashba's Yisod, that when you find new Isurim Torah, not from the Lamtes Melochus, there's no Asay, then there should have been a Din Asay, Doicha Lois Asay. So come to us, well, two options here.
He's already asked, even if it's only a Lav,
yeah.
It's
so you have to work out how to get to Bismanu.
No, but
the Gemara, no, that's clear on the Mishnah. Why is Shofar not Madcha?
Even if you hold it's only a plain loisase,
yeah.
It's not doicha loisase, it's not vidon.
Yeah, but if you learn the sugya, you'll see the Gemara's mashma is Madcha Alav. No, you learn the sugya, you'll see. The Gemara's the only reason why you can't blow Shofar is because Alav ase, and therefore in ase, doicha loisase ase. Had to be a plain lamb, before in the sugya, it works.
The Gemara speaks
Asay. Yeah, this is the Rosh Hashanah speaking. I think the Gemara speaks that. It's Asay and Alav. You have to see the whole sugya. I haven't seen the whole sugya.
More doesn't speak out than
you consider the Ramon Hall. Right, so you can find the case of Eden as well. You can find the case. I told him, when you go, at that point, you're going over the goal. Okay. You have to see the whole sugya. But that's the here. The Gemara says, my timer. Shofar asehu. V'yom tov asei v'lois asei. When I say dech lois asei. Plain, had it been a plain lab, it'd be no problem. I say the lois asei. It's only because it's a lois asei v'asei. So you have to find the case. But that's clear on the Gemara. So Mechilos making a cheshbon. But if Tchumen is a complete new Issa Drabonon. So they look at it like a lab asei. But if Tchumen was deraisa, and we would hold of that Rashbo, that whenever you find a new Issa Torah, not in the Lamed Tes Melachos, it's a plain asei, it's a plain lav. Without that say, so then should be a say, deich alois a say. So at the end of the day, we tell the Gemara, we've got two ways to how to learn this Gemara. When the Gemara is mashma here, it's a say, alois a say. One option would be, like the Ramban, there's no Issa Tchumen in the Torah at all. There's a new Issa Tchumen, Tchumen is completely midrabbonim. If it's a complete Issa Drabbonim, the Rabbonim made the Issa Tchumen, like every other Issa Torah, and they looked at it as a lav a say, and therefore in a say, deich alois a say, va say. The other option would be, if you say Tchumen, there is a Makor of Tchumen and Midiraisa, then we can't hold of the Yesod of the Rashba. The Rashba's got Yesod, that whenever you find new Issa Torah, there's no Assay involved. Here I've got Issa Torah of Tchumen, not part of the Lam Tes Melachos, and still the Gemara calls it a Lois Assay of Assay. So we've got unfortunate Gemara, not like the Rashba. So there's two options, or you take on Tchumen as Drabbanon, and therefore the Rabban looked at it as Lois Assay, or we say Loilam, there's a Diraisa, and we don't hold of the Rashba. Now, there's another shaila, that's Mitzad Shofar. Now, the Rishonim have a few different shailas. We've got, if we take on the Rambam and the Rif, we've got Yud Beis Mil Diraisa, and Apayim Amad Rabbanon. That's the Pashas we take on, the Pashas that we Paskin. Apayim Amad Rabbanon, Yud Beis Mil Diraisa. We know there's Alocha, a person who goes out Birshus. He went out Birshus, he's a Hatzalah member, and he's gone out of the Tchum, he went a mil out of the town, so he's gone Birshus. What's his Alocha? So Rabbanon, the Mishum Takana, the whole Sugan Erevin, other places. I think so. Sugan Erevin, we had it about Mem Dalet, Mishitzu, along Sugya. You go out Bishos, so the Rabbanon give you, at that point, another Alpayim Amo. We don't need to be stuck there. So the Rabbanon give you there another Alpayim Amo. Now, let's think, what about the Duraisa? I have my Duraisa, let's take on like the Yishalmi. I've got a Din Duraisa, not to leave Yud Beis Mil. I managed to get out of the Yud Beis Mil, Beheta. Completely Beheta. Had a shus to go there. I got out Beheta. What's the din now? I've left my Yud Beis Mil. Am I stuck there? To my Dalet, confined to my Dalet Amos? You can't move one more step. You've left your Tchum. Once a person leaves his Tchum, that's it. You're stuck there. There was a Din Drabbanon when you leave the Alpayim Amo. You go past 1 mil. If you've gone out for your Atzalah call 1 mil, you get from there a new Alpayim Amo. But if your Atzalah call entitled you to go Yud Beis Mil, you're allowed to, Kwech Nefesh. But he's gone 10 miles out. 15 miles out, right? He's well past Yud Beis Mil. He's 20 miles down. What's now the halacha? Is there any din to be able to move around? He's long past the Alpayim Amo to get another Alpayim Amo. He's 15 miles down. He's past his Yud Beis Mil. So the Rashba says, there's no din Torah. That's all what din Rabbanon. The Rabbanon said, you've gone out from your Alpayim Amo, your mil. You can get a new Alpayim Amo there. But a person who is Hatzalakor caused him to go further out, and he's past Yod Beis Mil, he's past 10 miles of the Rashba, that's it. He's done his call, he stays there. Not only stays there, he's got Dalet Amos.
He's not even come back.
Dalet Amos.
Come back on the rule of that you wouldn't go if you
needed to. Oh, so
that's the rule, that's the price was for everything. We wouldn't go unless you could come back.
Yeah, so the case where the Rashba and Rabban are arguing is he didn't go for Atzolikul. Right, you're coming with another swarm of Tad Atzolikuls. Right, so let's say that Rabban's moshel is, he came in a Malam Asorah, right? In a Malam Asorah there's no Tchumen. Ain't Tchumen in Malam Asorah, at least the Sofik in the Sugya. So Al Atzad there's no Tchumen in Malam Asorah, right? So he managed to fly in a Malam Asorah and he landed 20 miles away. So there's no Atzolikul involved here, he managed to get the Beheta. Got up, he went across at Malam Asorah, he's landed. What does he do now? Got the Rashba. Hagami got there Beheta. He can't move out of his Dalet Amos. He's stuck there in his Dalet Amos. Cannot move Dalet Amos, two arms forward, two arms back, that's it. He's stuck there. The Ramban says no. If you got the Beheta, so you get a complete new Yud Beis Mil. You get Midiraisa, a new Yud Beis Mil. And on that Yud Beis Mil, Diraisa, the Rabban will give you Alpayim. The Rashba says, you've passed everything. You got the Beheta, that's it, you're stuck with the rest of Shabbos, you got Dalet Amos.
Back the same way.
The Malam Asorah?
Yeah. Because that's right. We've got a bridge from Denmark to Sweden.
Oh, you have to know how.
Cross that bridge.
Right, but if the bridge has its own, it's wide enough, dalet fochim, then it's called separate, it's a new karka, then you're not going to the man masor anymore. Has to be, you're going through a very thin, the Gemara says, something which is not counted as a bridge, and it's going to be called the man masor. You can do it with a helicopter, go straight up, cross and down again.
Below the ground,
like
you walk through the channel.
Good child. Gemara says, Lemalo Masora. Underneath should be the same. But again, it has to be, it's very narrow. Like it's not a proper way. I mean, the easiest marshal is a person takes a plane, he goes up, and he comes back down. He's landed on Shabbos. So a person has, does he get then a new Yud Beis Mil Duraisa? Beheta, we're talking about. And the Rabbanim said, don't move out your Alpayim. Or no? This is a huge machlokes. The Rashba Ramban, the Rashba Tokam. Even if you went out Beheta, you've gone Yud Beis Mil. That's it. You're stuck there. You got Dalet Amos. That's where you stay. And the Ramban says nothing of the sort. You got the Beheta. You get a complete new Yud Beis Mil. You make a new take out your map. Map yourself a new Yud Beis Mil Mediraisa, a new Alpayim Midrabon, and you're not stuck. Why? Because you went Beheta. Beheta, the Yud Beis Mil starts again. Interesting. We have another din. Let's say a person puts down an Eruv. Right, we know a person wants to go more than Alpayim Amor, right? Came to the holidays, many people wanted to get across to a minion. So they measure up Yud Beis Mil, and they measure up their mil, they're 2,000 Amos. The minion is 3,000 Amos away. What do? You go 2,000 Amos, 1,999, you put something down, a bread, the easiest thing to put down is a bit of peanut butter, a bit of oil, something you could dip into, that's the easiest thing you put down. Right, so he puts down his, what we call his Eruv there, he puts down his bread, puts down his peanut butter, and now he gets another 2,000 amas. So he can now go 4,000. His minion is 3,500 amas away. Mechaya, he got his minion. Important to note is that if you've got the next town is within 2,000 amas, and you put your Eruv in the town, so that's called, the way the Eruv works is like a shvisa, as if you were there. So that whole town becomes like a dalet amas. So let's say you've taken up 1,900 amas. And then he put his Eruv in a town, that whole town is dalet amas. And you get after the town a new 2,000. So this is a mistake some people made. I was taken on holiday one year, and this fellow wanted to go to the mikvah on Shabbos, and he had a swimming pool in the nearest village. So he measured the road. It was more than 2,000 amas. So he put down his Eruv. The town was 3,500 amas away. So he went about 2,000 amas, Erev Shabbos, he put down his Eruv. From there, he had another 2,000 amas. 1,500 later, that was 2,000, he put down his Eruv. Another 1,500, he hit the town. Mechaya, he was short. Once he put down his Eruv, he can walk now another 2,000 amas. So he's hit the town. Once he hits the town, he can do what he wants. And that's a mistake, right? Because he put down his Eruv, he gets exactly 2,000 amas. He hits the town, he's got another 500 to go, and that's it. He stops there, and he can't walk one step nearer. As they always say, a person comes to shul, he's sitting in the back row, and he cannot get an aliyah. And I like to add on to this, you can even throw a plechlech at the chosen, but you can't go and catch them. What's he done? He's made a cheshma from his house was 4,000 amps away from the back row of shul, so he's put down his Eruv, not in the town, somewhere outside the town he put down his Eruv, so he's gone 2,000, he walks another 2,000, he arrives at the back row of the shul. This fellow cannot get an aliyah, because he's not allowed to step one step forward. Makes no difference. The Gemara says, whatever you are, not allowed to go one step forward. So he could be one, the Bali Simcha has arrived, he's in the back of the shul, he's allowed to throw pekalach, that's before in the Gemara, because you're enclosed in a Rishus HaYochid, there's no issa of carrying. He can even throw pekalach at the chosen. Go and fetch them, go and collect them. He can't collect. Not aliyah, he can't do anything. Right? Because he's stuck at the back of the shul, because his Eruv was put down, not in the town. He made the cheshbon, the town was 3,500 away in the shul, another 500. He managed to just about get into the shul. He put down his Eruv, he walked 4,000, he got to the back of the shul. He can't take one more step. If the town was within 2,000 amas, then he's okay, because then he's put his Eruv in a town. So his shvis is in that town. So the whole town's kedalet amas, then he could take the whole town and go further. No, you can only do it once. Yeah, because really the Rabbanu gave you 2,000 each way. So what you can do is you make the full four on one side. You take it across. Interesting shayla which came up is Degamwi and Chlan Dudno. Now they are less than 2,000 away from each other. So yeah, but you want to get into Chlan Dudno for the minion, wherever you want to daven. There's the big minion in the vision that's there. There's a minion in the Lubavitch church walk, right? So there's a couple millionim there. So they have to put down Eruv. So let's say, I don't know exactly, they're under 2,000 away, 1,900 away. So they're putting down the Eruv, right in the beginning of Chlan Dudno, and then the whole Chlan Dudno becomes Kedar Adamas. The question is, where to put this Eruv? You don't want to put it down in the middle of nowhere. The question is, can I put an Erev Shabbos in the shul? I want to put it in the shul, in the babish there. Church walk, put it in the shul. What have I done here? My din is to put the Erev in the town, right? I'm 1900 away from the town. I've got to put it in the town. Then the whole town becomes Kedar Adamus. But you've got to get to the Erev. Now this Erev here, if it works, then the whole town's Kedalit, I can get to it. It's only with the Chalois of the Erev that I can get to it. I mean, this fellow, 1900 away from Chlandunna. So he's got to, Kipshut, he's got to put it within the first 100 Amos of Chlandunna. The question was, he doesn't want to put it in the middle of nowhere. So he wants to put it in the middle of Chlandunna, in the shul. It's much safer there. Now here, the problem is that without the Chalois, he's not put it within his 2000. But with the Chalois of the Erev being Chal, Shvisa, the whole Chlandunna is Kedar Adamus, so he can get to it. So do we say, Bevas Achas, because if the Erev is Chal, he can get to it, that's good enough. Or no? That's not good enough. You have to put in a place that you can get to, within the first 100 Amos of Chlandunna. And then I say, oh, it's been Chal in a place that you can get to. Now you get another. Now the whole town becomes Kedar, then you can walk around the whole Chlandunna. Some person came to attack a Mekel. And Shaila came up, somebody came to Shul, and somebody asked him, where's the Erev? He says, here in Shul. He says, a Shul. You're not 2,000 Amos. You're not 2,000 Amos away from your town. You're well over 2,000. You have to put your Erev within 2,000. You have to put your Erev in the beginning of Chlandunna, and then Chlandunna is Kedar Adamus. Shaila Shaila, what should he do now? Can he go back home? I don't know what they decided there. I don't have that many sforim there, but they all poskim will make it on this. Kelevas achas, we say, since with the chalos of the Erev, the whole Chlandunna is Kedar Adamus, and you'll be able to get to it. That's good enough, and therefore you can put it anywhere in the town. Just end off with a short vart. If you allow me, Rabbi Silver. My time's not up. I don't think so. On Rosh Hashanah, it is Malam Malchus. Right, as we know, a Malchus involves Rachamim. Why is Malchus involved Rachamim? Because the person's got, a king's got a big town. And sometimes a person's done something wrong in town, but the town needs him. It needs him now, it needs him lachazman. He's someone who helps the town. So the Melech can give special letaways, because this person's needed now, this person's going to be needed. Not now, but Lachas Man, one day we're going to need him. And therefore the Melech, Mitzad Din, he's done something wrong. Can you have an ownership? Yeah, he deserves to be hung now. Finish. Get rid of him. The Melech can say, this person I know has potentials, and we need him. So the Melech can let him off. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, we're being Melech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which gives us a schus of Rachamim. What's Rachamim? Rachamim we know is Marich Af. He's Marich the Af. Means HaKadosh Baruch Hu can make a cheshbon for Lachas Man. And the Moritik Ezach, if you think about it, when he's talking about Rachmanos, it says a lotion of Gilgal, rolling Rachmanos. Right, Slichas. We say, Midas Rachamim, Olenu Hiskalgili. Roll it on us. What's this rolling of Rachamim? Those who sing the Zmiras, Vihi Rachamecho, Miskoilile Malam Kotshecho. What's this rolling of Rachmanos? Vigoilu Rachamecho Midisecho. So it's interesting to note, we find in Shas times of Gilgal. We've got something called Gilgal Shavua, which means I've lent someone else money, and at the same time I've also given him what we call, let's say, Pikodin. Now, Mitzad, the Pikodin, he says he never got it. I can't mechav Mishavua on that, I've got no reason to mechav Mishavua. On the other thing, I also lent him money. On that he says, oh, £100, £50. And here I've got a Shavua. Shavua de Reisa. He's a Moedim Mixus, right? So I can mechav Mishavua for the Havar. On the Pikodin, Kofa Koel, Mitzad de Reisa is no Shavua. Gilgal Shavua means, once I'm anyway being mechayev Mashvua on the Halvor, I can roll it across, which means Klapi the Pikodin, that he came to look after, there's no reason. No reason mechayev Mashvua, sad that he's part of. If I've got another reason, I can roll it across. Boir Hamiskalgal and Baba Kama. I put a boir over here. Then in the day, it rolled along, and the person got ahead of it down the road. You asked me, did I put a boir down the road, on that road? No. I dropped it here. In the meantime, because of me, it rolled there. The horse took Baba Kama. This is your boir. I rolled away somewhere else. Mitzad, down the road, that's not you. It's rolled across. There's a step we can take across from A to B. V'yugoy l'rachamecho, amidusecho. Gilgul rachamim is because rachamim involves even marich af, as we said. Rachamim can, Kushbruch, can look in a later date. We make a Kabbalah. Kushbruch, I'm going to be better than the year to come. I now, I don't deserve it. When it comes to Rachamim, Rachamim is something which can roll. Kushbruch can look forward like that Melech. This fellow, I need him. He's going to be doing Avodah Hashem. And when it comes to Malchus, which Malchus brings out this Rachamim, that's the whole Rosh Hashanah. We come to Melech Kushbruch. Dafko Rosh Hashanah, Melech Kushbruch, you're the Melech. A Melech has something called Rachamim. Rachamim involves rolling over. Kushbruch, I'm going to be good. I make a Kabbalah on a later date. And on that, we've got the Skos Tadam Midas or Rachman Alelus Galgali. Now I don't deserve it. Make a Gilgal, roll over that Rachman, because on a later day, I'm going to be Kaddish in Shemam. You're going to need me in the world. Shlo Bizoicha. So, yeah, Brocha Shlocha. Good morning.